Since the advent of the railroad, Salt Lake City has seen a divide between east and west, with tracks, then the freeway drawing a clear line. Now the west side has one of the most diverse populations in the state. Community activist Billy Palmer says he loves living on the west side with people like his Tibetan neighbors.
The giant prayer flag in their yard and the temple, to me, is just one of the best things about living on the west side. You don't get to see that everywhere.
But that also brings challenges.
We have a lot of kids who are new Americans, refugees, underserved communities.
We have quite the staggered amount of people from different incomes. Some people that are probably, you know, millionaires that just like the area, and then other people that are barely scraping by.
Carrie Bailey grew up in, then returned to the Rose Park area.
When my husband and I got married and decided to find a place to live, we wanted to bring our kids here and be able to have that same community environment.
One of the challenges she's seen is in the schools.
I served on the PTA for six, I think, years, and we couldn't get parents to come because parents are just trying to survive.
Bailey's neighbors are from all over the world.
We were at a meeting a couple of weeks ago and had someone from the Ukraine, someone from Italy, someone from Uganda.
And from South America and Mexico.
And I have in my own business around 6 years.
Estanislao Madrigal Correa is a U.S. citizen who started his career as a meat packer in Logan, then moved to the grocery business in Salt Lake City.
Actually, I made the first meat market in Salt Lake City, like a Mexican style.
Now he owns a store, but says business of late has not been good.
I'm not doing enough money to survive. Everybody's afraid to spend money. Nobody's spending money like before.
He claims many of his customers are too worried about their future.
A lot of worry. A lot.
Still, he says it has been a good place to do business and a good neighborhood for families. Bailey would agree.
There's been a lot of negativity that's associated with Rose Park, and it's really not very well deserved.
On the road to understanding, Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.